Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, Brainstuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here with an episode from the Brainstuff Archives. There's a concept in business that often the best way to get more done isn't to work more or harder, but to delegate tasks. Researchers have found a plant that operates on the same principle. It actually outsources photosynthesis to a fungus. Hey, Brainstuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you visit Yakushima, Japan, you'll have the chance to encounter the subtropical island's most popular attraction, an ancient forest of craggy cedar trees with massive trunks that reach more than 16 feet, that's 5 meters in diameter. But don't spend all your time looking up into the leafy canopy. There's likely to be a plant at your feet that's just as interesting. Thanks to one observant scientist, we now know the area is also home to one of the world's smallest and most unique parasitic plants. Back in 2015, Suitsugu Kenji, then a project associate at the Kobe University Graduate School of Science, canvassed the island for plant specimens with photographer Yamashita Hiroaki. In the process, Kenji came across a diminutive and unfamiliar plant. Kenji suspected the plant, just 5 centimeters, that's 2 inches in height, with cabernet-colored stems and buds, was a mycoheterotrophic plant, so he collected it for further examination. These parasitic plants get their name from the unusual way they obtain nutrients. They basically outsource photosynthesis to a fungus. Most plants rely on photosynthesis, a process by which they transform energy from the sun into chemical energy that serves as a nutrient source. The parasitic plant collected by Kenji doesn't need photosynthesis to survive. It evolved in such a way that it obtains all its water, minerals, and carbohydrates from fungi. In this case, the plant's root system takes what it needs from fungi on ancient tree roots, even if the roots are all that remain in now deforested areas. It's a symbiotic relationship. Another example of this behavior is the parasitic plant Rafflesia arnoldi, colloquially called a corpse flower because its smell has been compared to rotting flesh. It steals water and nutrients from the roots of nearby vines, eventually creating a massive blossom. The ability of plants like this newly identified one in Japan has been one of the most intriguing and secretive processes in botany's history. The only time these newly discovered plants appear above ground is when they briefly flower or fruit, making it exceedingly difficult to find or study them. Today's episode is based on the article, Lazy Cheating Plant Lives Underground, Outsources Photosynthesis to Fungus, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by L'Oreal Dove. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.